like 20 years since you recorded Transmission?
It does and it doesn't, you know, and I know that sounds very enigmatic as far as an answer is concerned, but a lot has passed, you know, in 20 years since the creation of that record, that's for sure and certain, and it's, you know, it's definitely had a mark on all three of our psyches, you know, collectively and individually, and you know, for the most positive, you know, there's been, you know, we've had our tribulations as well and our trials. So that being said, yeah, I can see that it's been 20 years since then because the three of us have done a lot of, you know, a lot of soul searching, a lot of, more or less, a lot of growing up, you know, since then. Because we really, you know, we're 26, 27-year-old men when we made that record, you know. And so, but to tell you this, when we started, like for instance, it was early this year, back in February. When we did the Transmission tour in Canada, you know, so it was the first time that we had, I'd say about six of the songs on the record, we had never actually performed live, you know, in the history, you know, of the band. So what I found, where I found, I guess to answer the other part of the question, where I'd say, nah, it doesn't seem like 20 years because I listened to that record. And the music that is on that record, in my opinion, and the statements that are being made poetically on that record are just as relevant today, both musically and poetically, as they were back then. So it seems like no time has passed.
I was actually going to ask that. Artistically, what is it like going back and revisiting tracks that you wrote 20 years ago?
It's cathartic, you know, because obviously. You know, I'm a different man than I was back then. You know, and you know, being, you know, the main songwriter for the band. I mean, a lot of it was on my shoulders, and especially the, you know, like the schematics of the song, songs musically, but also like the messages that I was putting out through my lyrics. And you know, and that was some pretty heavy shit that I was thinking about back then. You know, like it's extremely heavy. You know, very philosophically and poetically. You know, it was a dark place, but it was also there was beauty in that darkness. You know, that was created on that record. So, you know, it's just edges. I mean, well, you know, every record the Tea Party has done, I hold dear in my heart, but. Edges and Transmission, those two, there's something almost you know, almost musically mystical going on with those two records, and so I'm just very, very proud of them both, and I'm just extremely excited about you know, our Australian audience finally getting to see this record, you know, done in its entirety. Because I tell you, if we play this tour like we did back in February in Canada. Like probably you're in for the most powerful Tea Party performance you've ever seen.
Wow, I can't wait to see it. Jeff, I was going to ask that. We had Spiderbait on the show earlier this year, and they talked about the fact that there were tracks on the album that they realized they'd never played live when they did Ivy and the Big Apples live. What's it like approaching those tracks that you've never played live before?
What's it like for us? Well, for the Tea Party, it's probably extremely different than other bands because, you know, there's only the three of us on stage, right? But the music that the Tea Party makes on record, it's very large, like, you know, sonic landscapes, you know, for a three-piece band. And, you know, I'm either, you know, I'd either get the glory or the blame for that being the producer, right? So, you know, but, that's just the way that we saw and that we heard our music, you know, and that's the way we wanted to create it as recording artists. But as a live entity, what the Tea Party has always done is we've had to distill our own music because, you know, we don't have extra musicians on stage with us. We don't use backing tapes. We don't do anything like that, you know. So it's almost like we take a very, you know, still speaking in rock and roll terms, but it's almost like a holistic approach to our own music, you know, and we're distilling it down to get to the essence of what it is in order to perform it live, you know.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
it's it actually probably ends up being a more intense experience. You know, it's a different experience, that's for sure.
Yeah. For the three of you, when you were recording that album 20 years ago, did you know that that album was going to become so special to so many people right around the world?
When I let go of the final fader on the mixing console, and you know, you have to let it go now, right? And you know, I think the three of us knew that we had created something special. You know, I mean, you know, a song like Temptation was, like, just simply put, undeniable, you know? And then there was, you know, these beautiful, melancholic songs like Psychopomp and Release that, you know, it was just, we just knew that it was going to resonate with the times that, you know, we were all facing back then. And like I said, coming full circle, seems like we're all facing once again.
Yeah. Now, I understand that you guys have got back together just recently and re-recorded four of the tracks off the album, and they're going to be available for people to buy at the shows. Can you tell us what those four tracks are and what you guys have done with the re-recordings?
Well, simply put, the four tracks are what I guess you'd call the four seminal songs off of Transmission. So it would be Temptation, Psychopomp, Release, and Transmission, the title track. And the reason we decided to re-record them was because those four songs have been, well, especially the first three, Temptation, Psychopomp, Release, have been staples of our live set ever since we released Transmission. You know, we've always played those songs. And if we didn't play those songs, you know, we'd have a riot on our hands at a concert, right? So, but those songs have... you know, they've somewhat evolved, and the way that we play them and the swagger, you know, and everything has changed, you know, because, like, obviously when you've recorded a song, it's brand new, right? But we thought it would be very interesting, you know, to start from scratch, like completely from, like, you know, from the ground up, re-record the songs, playing the same parts more or less, you know, things that we've done, but adding the things that we've added over the years live, and see what the results would be, you know. And it was more of an experiment than anything at first. We didn't really even have the intention of releasing them. We were just having, you know, like here at my studio at River House, just in Coralville here, like, you know, it's like Shangri-La, man. Like, it's like Led Zeppelin Wonderland here. And so when Jeff and Stuart were here last and we were recording new music, that's, you know, we'll see the light of day next year, but we had a laugh, and we just started to, you know, like Jeff started playing, like, you know, the drums to Temptation again, and then Stuart added some bass, and then we were like, let's see how far we can take this, you know, and it just turned out to be something that, you know, once again, we're all very proud of, so we had to let the fans have it, you know?
Yeah. Would you say it's harder to do that than to sit down and write a completely new track, or, yeah, you said it was experimental, so is it harder in that sense?
I think the only thing that was hard about it was some of the muscle memory, you know, involved. You know, that was difficult because, I mean, there's some very, very intricate stuff going on, you know, in those songs. That's and it's cool because, you know, it's not like a prog rock thing or something, you know, which I can't stand that word, and, you know, not really a big fan of the music either, you know, because it's just like you're making music to be difficult for the sake of being difficult, you know. Yeah. And what I have always insisted on with the Tea Party's music is the sex comes first, you know.
Yeah.
If it's not sexy, then, you know, it's not going on the record.
Yep.
So it was some of that intricate stuff that you don't really hear, because it's like, you know, well, you do hear it, but it's almost subliminal in a way. And it was things like that, like remembering those moments and, you know, wondering should they be, you know, incorporated in or not. So.
Okay. Well, the other thing that's got me really excited as well is this Transmission coffee table book that's going to be available to the fans. Can you tell us a little bit about the book and how you guys went about putting that together?
Well, most of the glory for that has to go to Stuart, because he is the archivist of the band, and I can't believe some of the things that he's kept, you know. So I'm glad he has, but just just the memories and the experiences and, you know, the photo essay that it is. It was, when it was laid out in front of me, it actually almost brought tears to my eyes, you know, because it was just like the impact of, and the veracity, you know, of that time and what we were accomplishing and, the artistic fire that was in our, you know, in our proverbial bellies. So, you know, the band was, you know, it was, we've had many zeniths, but that was certainly one of them, you know, and yeah. I believe another one is just around the corner, but,
Okay. Now, Jeff, I know you've just walked through the door, so I won't keep you much longer, but I was just wondering, is there anything that you would like to say to your Australian fans out there before they head along to these shows? What can they expect at these shows?
Well, as I said earlier in the interview, I am pretty much going to guarantee that it'll be the most powerful Tea Party performance you've ever seen. So, you know, and also make sure that you're there, because I don't know when the next one is going to be. So.
Okay, well, I'll definitely be there in Melbourne, and yeah, like I said, Jeff, I won't keep you much longer because I know that you've just walked through the door, so thank you so much for agreeing to do the interview tonight.
Oh, my pleasure, buddy. My pleasure. Thank
you. Okay, mate. Well, I'll let you go, but yeah, have a great